Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
RV stop leads to DUI interference arrests. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Two men are facing charges after Campbell County Sheriff's deputies responded to a domestic dispute involving an RV early Thursday morning. Sheriff's Lieutenant Dan Mall says the incident began after a 32-year-old man and his wife got into an argument while traveling in a Ford E450 RV with their children and a 38-year-old man. The woman and children were eventually dropped off in the 500 block of Achita Road. When deputies contacted the men, the 32-year-old reportedly failed to follow commands. A deputy drew a taser and ordered him to his knees. He complied and was arrested for interference. Mall says the man then tensed his body and refused to get into the patrol vehicle, resulting in a second interference charge. While deputies were dealing with him, the 38-year-old driver allegedly attempted to get back into the RV despite deputies' commands. After failing a sobriety test, he was arrested for DUI with a child passenger, interference, and a probation violation. Mall says the man was on unsupervised probation with restrictions prohibiting alcohol use. 9 of 10 candidates tied to Checkgate lose primary races. Tuesday's primary election delivered another blow to candidates connected to the controversy known as Checkgate. According to Wildfile, 9 of the 10 Republican candidates identified as receiving $1,500 campaign donations from Teton County donor Don Grasso lost their races. The controversy began on the first day of this year's legislative session when conservative activist Rebecca Bextall distributed campaign checks after the Wyoming House had adjourned for the evening. Among those losing Tuesday were Gillette representative and former Freedom Caucus chairman John Baer, along with House Speaker Chip Nyman, who lost his Senate District 1 challenge to Ogden Driscoll. Representatives Marlene Brady, Gary Brown, Tony Locke, Darren McCann, and Joe Webb also lost, as did Senator Bob Ide and former Representative Mark Jennings. Gillette Representative Chris Knapp was the only one of the 10 to win Tuesday. He defeated Greg Shears in House District 53. The checks prompted a special legislative investigation earlier this year. That committee determined their distribution did not violate the Wyoming Constitution or constitute legislative misconduct, but called the practice undesirable and said it should never happen again. A separate criminal investigation by the Laramie County Sheriff's Office remains ongoing. Bextall is now running for governor as a Constitution Party candidate and will face Republican Eric Barlow and Democrat Kenneth Kasner in November. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.